gross motor movement over fine motor movement. By now you should know that when taught correctly, Krav Maga should be principal or conceptual based approach to self-defense. Other styles can be as well, such as BJJ. These are, of course, guidelines informing how to move and think for optimal results. Sometimes these principles clash, and this is one of them, sort of. One of the big concepts in Krav Maga, and well, in life in general, is to keep things simple and rely on natural body movements. One of the most natural body movements we have as humans is to grab. The opposable thumb is, after all, a big factor in the human evolutionary process. This means our hands and bodies are wired to grab. The problem with grabbing is that it involves fine motor movement, and as a general rule, we prefer gross motor movement over fine motor movement. First, let's define the two. Fine motor skill, or dexterity, is the coordination of small muscles in movements, usually involving the synchronization of hands and fingers with the eyes. The complex level of manual dexterity that humans exhibit can be attributed to and demonstrated in task controls by the nervous system. Fine motor skills aid in the growth of intelligence and develop continuously throughout the stages of human development. Wikipedia, accessed March 23, 2020. Gross motor movement skills are the abilities usually acquired during adulthood and older age as part of a child's motor learning. By the time they reach 2 years of age, almost all children are able to stand up, walk, and run, walk upstairs. These skills are built upon, improved, and better controlled throughout early childhood and continue in refinement throughout the most of the individual's years and development into adulthood. These gross movements come from large muscle groups and the whole body movement. These skills develop in a head-to-toe order. The children will typically learn head control, trunk stability, and then standing up and walking. It is shown that children exposed to outdoor playtime activities will develop better gross motor skills. Wikipedia, access March 23, 2020. So why, if grabbing is a natural movement, should we avoid it if we can? The issue with fine motor movement is that when we fight, flight, or freeze, mechanisms kick in and our blood starts flowing, pupils dilate, and adrenaline starts pumping, our fine motor movements start to decline in performance ability. This means that if we're surprised or startled, for most people, fine motor movement may fail in that moment. Because of this, grabbing should never be a primary motion, rather a secondary or tertiary. We cannot completely ignore grabbing because it is so ingrained in our physiology, but under duress, just like eyesight, it can fail due to the speed and stress of the situation. With gun disarms, this is a time when we must grab, when possible, but it is still secondary movement. A gross motor redirect should be done first as the primary movement, then the grab as a secondary movement. Often, under speed, it will look just like a grab. For beginners, it should be noted that it definitely is not, ideally anyway. This also applies with knives and other weapons. When we reach to grab, we are often too far away to be effective, and we must most likely compromise our balance. Had we relied on our gross motor movement to block and burst to overcome our opponents as primary movements, we will most likely be in the correct range, even if we mess up. Sounds complicated, we know, but trust us. We have worked with many Krav Maga organizations from around the world and have noted that when things speed up, it is far less about grabbing and more about aggressive speed. Yet the techniques we see, especially with weapons, often still involve grabbing. If we know fine motor movement can fail us and we know stress and speed reduce the chance of success, why not practice from the start with a focus on gross motor movement as the primary movement? If you do, you will likely start to see higher and higher success rates for the average person, no matter what the technique. Of course, like much in Krav Maga, if you don't know how to turn on that fight when it is needed, no technique or concept will help you in that moment. So remember, when it comes to self-defense, being gross is the more appropriate action.